to kick that filthy habit.
When you're burning up ozone like you're getting your dose on,
find a hyper, get inside it, and kick that filthy habit.
Smell the octane in the air,
feel the sweat drip down your hair.
I think I see a polar bear.
Kick that filthy habit.
Oil. Oil. America.
Welcome back to Eco Talk. America is addicted to oil, and oh, is it hurting us in so many ways. We're talking about solutions here at Eco Talk, sound solutions for a healthier planet, and we're bringing you some good news amidst all the grim news. And it is the most interesting time right now environmentally. Sort of the good news is people are finally talking about this and outside green circles, as well they should. The bad news is it's taken sort of a perfect storm of environmental and health crises that are still unfolding, and where they're going, we can only guess, to really wake people up. I'm talking about average Americans, but at least the conversation is underway, and that does relieve some of the pressure on those of us who are trying to get people to focus in, tune into your environment. And on that note of some good news amidst the bad news, we have a wonderful story. It stems from a couple of months ago when we talked to Senator Tom Daschle on the show about the newly launched Kick the Oil Habit campaign. It was an effort by the Center for American Progress Action Fund to promote the use of alternative fuels. Now, since then, more than 25,000 wonderful people have been to the kicktheoilhabit.org website and sent letters to the oil companies asking them to dramatically increase the number of 85% ethanol blend pumps at gas stations across our country. Well, now one former staff member from the campaign has decided to take that message on the road. Theo LeCompte of the Center for American Progress Action Fund has more.
Last week, three young men with a summer to kill before they started graduate school in the fall set off on that age-old rite of passage, a cross-country road trip. Except Mark Pike and his two friends, William Feldman and Lucas Schaefer, set off from Washington, D.C. with a slightly different yet simple goal: drive across the country in a flex fuel vehicle using only E85 fuel. E85 is 85% ethanol and 15% regular gasoline, and is available only at 750 of the 170,000 gas stations across the country. Along the way, they hope to see the sights that every driver looks forward to on a cross-country road trip while raising awareness about ethanol and other alternative fuels. It's all part of the Kick the Oil Habit campaign sponsored by the Center for American Progress Action Fund. The trip got off to a big start at the Campus Progress National Student Conference with a send-off from Illinois Senator Barack Obama.
It is one thing to talk about our addiction to foreign oil. The president did that recently. It's another thing for us to understand the need for energy independence and then to actually do something about it. And so I want to introduce Mark Pike.
After leaving Washington in a flex-fuel Crown Victoria that Ford loaned Mark for the trip, the team made a brief stop at the ExxonMobil headquarters in Virginia to drop off their letter from the kicktheoilhabit.org website.
We're about a half block away from the ExxonMobil national headquarters right now. Got an Exxon gas station right behind me that unfortunately does not have E85 fuel, so we can't fill up. What we're trying to do, we're trying to deliver this letter to let ExxonMobil know that we'd like them to double the amount of E85 stations in this country by the end of the year, and have, at the 170,000 gas stations in the country, have at least half of them be E85 capable within 10 years.
Along the route, Mark has faced significant challenges in finding stations that carry E85 fuel. They have had to plan the journey carefully, taking a route that hops from one E85 station to the next to keep the trip fueled exclusively by the ethanol blend. Mark relayed some of the difficulty they're having in a phone call with former South Dakota Senator Tom Daschle.
As I understand it, you've technically run out of fuel.
We came close to running out of fuel in Wyoming the other day, but luckily we were able to just make it, and we're a little nervous about the stretch through the Rockies. So hopefully we can do it.
Now you're carrying fuel with you as well. Is that correct?
We're going to the AutoZone in Denver today to pick up a couple red 5-gallon tanks.
But Governor Tom Vilsack of Iowa seemed to quibble a little bit with Mark's choice of route.
The only complaint I have about Mark's trip is that he's not coming through Iowa. Maybe on his way back from the West Coast, he can make it through Iowa.
Sorry about that. Maybe next time.
But as long as there is still E85 in the tank, Mark and his friends plan to learn more about alternative fuels along the way. After making stops at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and Wrigley Field, the team checked out an E3 Biofuels ethanol plant in Meade, Nebraska. The plant uses a completely closed-loop production system, fueling the process with methane from cow waste. They're also planning to stop at a wind farm and the Hoover Dam hydroelectric power plant. And in Utah, they'll talk to a mechanic who specializes in converting standard cars to be flex fuel ready. But even with the message they're bringing across America, they haven't forgotten to have a little fun. Before leaving, Mark worked with some friends and recorded a theme song to help them pass the miles.
If you're riding or eating, you got that itch, you got to have it. The fossil fuel's behind you, and kick that filthy habit when you're burning up.
By the time they reach Los Angeles, the drive team will have logged over 3,300 miles using less than 30 gallons of gasoline. The rest is all ethanol. Although they are not the first to drive from coast to coast, Mark says they still feel a little bit like pioneers.
We feel like the Lewis and Clark of renewable energy here.
For EcoTalk and the Center for American Progress Action Fund, this is Theo LeCompte in Washington.
Check out my ride, it's electric. Pumping brakes, I be causing friction. I'm over red and vodka popping, dropping ethanol science fiction. While you're siphoning the gas under the...
Good going, guys. Kicking up asphalt as you go. As you heard in that piece, Ford has donated an E85 vehicle for this cross-country drive, and that brings up some controversy surrounding Ford these days. It seems like Ford has been amidst controversy for about as many years as I've been covering this beat since Bill Ford Jr. announced that he is, you know, big on the environment. He's a vegetarian, as you may have learned. There was a New York Times article last Sunday all about how his personal views and values are one thing, and what Ford is actually producing in the way of cars and emissions is altogether different. Of course, first they announced they're going to be increasing their hybrid production, then they called that off. Now they're pushing ethanol because they have a fleet of E85 vehicles already built, and that's going to continue to be a topic that we discuss here on EcoTalk. What's the best alternative, or is it most likely going to be a combination of alternatives? We'll be right back.
Big fossil fuels history, and keep that filthy habit. Dance to the pelvis. When you drive, you gotta think E85. Big fossil fuels history, and keep that filthy habit. Listen, y'all, ethanol, the best of all comestibles. Pass my gas, and keep that filthy habit. I love Halle Berry, not Halliburton. This ish ain't working.